they get to go from the beginning until the end, and wherein we didn't know what it was. We missed half our education every time because we only got to go after the farm was given. Then when it come planting time, which is way before, you know, we had to go back and start piling brush and burning tasters and all this kind of thing, you know, where they could get ready for planting. So, but at that time, kids enjoyed it. They didn't have a lot of other stuff in their mind, you know.
They didn't have TV and all that stuff.
No, it wasn't such a thing as that. Long in that time, it was, but we didn't know anything about it, you know. Because we had a radio, and of course I was a teenager almost before we had owned the radio. We thought that was something grand, to even be able to own a radio, and the way we owned the radio was through one of my mother's white friends that she worked for, and she bought it from her and worked it out with her, and that's how we came by radio. And we just thought that was one of the most wonderfulest things. And my mother and dad has never seen a TV in their life. They wouldn't even know what one looked like. They never seen nothing like that. They passed even before, you know, that they were popular among black people in the rural especially.
Okay. You told me you went through 11th grade?
10th.
Okay. You also told me about some civil service courses or some kind of courses you took at one time?
I took a civil service course in Washington Training School in Birmingham. And they, I did get a certificate from them with a 7-9 average with that. And of course I find that wherever I found a job that would be, you know, left to me to take it. My kids at that time were small, and I just decided I didn't want to bother with it because I was afraid I would have to leave home to work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, I tell you, long in that time, I think people had a little bit more fear about going out in the business world to work than they have now.
Especially women going out.
That's right. That's right. So, I never did take up that part. And so, you know, that's why I was so gracious and thankful when I got this job over at the college.
Mm-hmm.
Because before that, I had one professional-like job. I used to work for the National Security Insurance Company.
I remember you saying.
I worked for them about 5 years. I got tired of driving so much, you know, on the road. And then I just decided whatever. I always liked it to do what I knew how to do. So then when I had the opportunity to get this job that I have now, I was real pleased after I began to learn, you know, really what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. You do it well.
Well, I always did like to try to do whatever I do. I always like to try to do it well. And this civil service job, of course, cost me $200.
What was it in? What did you take your course in?
Well, I've taken it in being, you know, working in a post office or something like that. You know, that's what I took it in. But I found out, you know, that wasn't really in my field. I didn't want to leave home to go out because they told me that I would have to be willing to go wherever I could get a job. If I went and took the test and they gave me a job, I'd have to be willing to go wherever. And at that time, I said, yeah,